You're listening to Love with Service Radio, a platform where service-minded individuals share, discuss, and inspire positive thoughts and ideas. Stay tuned to enjoy their engaging and transformative stories. My name is Vishy, and today I have with me Varun Seth, a recent graduate of the University of Colorado Boulder. Varun majored in neuroscience and has a public health certificate, as well as a space minor. For our listeners out there, I've known Varun for about 4 years now, as we both went to the same university, and we were actually roommates in our senior year. Over the years, we've become very close, and I think I can speak for most people that know him in saying that Varun is someone that deeply cares about service, as well as helping others in general. He has volunteered in many different places and organizations over the years, including the Colorado Bunger Institute, Children's Hospital Colorado, Manor Care, and several other community service initiatives. Additionally, Varun is also a counselor at Adams Camp, a group of nonprofit organizations that provide a variety of programs and independence-building activities for individuals with special needs as well as their families. Varun aspires to be a physician one day, serving at-risk communities around the world. So thank you so much for being with us today, Varun.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So I didn't really talk about this in the introduction of you, but could you briefly elaborate or tell us a little about your childhood background as well as your upbringing?
Sure. So I was born in New Delhi, India. Soon after I was born, we moved over to LA in California. I moved all over the place. So right after that, we went over to Virginia, to Florida, then back to India for middle school. And then we finally moved over to Colorado, where I am now. I've been here about 7 years, and I completed my degree here as well at the University of Colorado. So that's where I am now.
Nice. And was that a little hard moving around from place to place? I know you're born in India and then coming here. Was there like a culture shock, or was it difficult for you?
I was pretty young, so there wasn't much of a culture shock. But when I did go back to India, that's when I experienced some pretty hardcore culture shock. However, I did enjoy it. I really like India. Wasn't my favorite place to live. That definitely goes to Colorado. But I did really enjoy the experience, and I think it taught me a lot about my culture and my people and my country.
Great. Thank you for sharing that with us. So because this show is about love with service, we wanted to ask you, in your opinion, what does service mean to you?
I think service means being passionate about really changing the world in whatever way you think you can contribute the most. So, for example, as Vishy mentioned, I'm a counselor for Adams Camp, a special needs organization. Through this organization, I'm able to really accelerate the needs and the of this particular group. For example, a lot of stuff that we do during Adams Camp is we conduct classes that teach these campers about financial responsibility, living on their own, since a lot of these campers do live with their parents or with assistance. And we even provide classes on skills such as simple skills we might consider take for granted, like driving or even like shopping, those kinds of things, just daily activities. And I think this kind of service really means a lot to me. This is something that I'm very passionate about, something really close to my heart. And I think the word service, I think, really is unique for everyone in their own right. Whatever they are passionate about, whatever they enjoy, it really is unique to everyone.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad you brought up Adams Camp, because I was going to actually get into that in this next question. So I know you've talked about it to me many times over the years, and it's always intrigued me and interested me. How did you decide to volunteer with Adams Camp, and where did you get the interest in working with children, as well as the special need population?
Sure. So it's actually kind of a funny story. So in high school, I was a part of the International Baccalaureate Program, IB, and they require, I believe it's 250 service hours throughout your junior and senior year of high school. Therefore, I decided to knock out 100 hours through serving a week, a whole week with Adams Camp. So I went up to the mountains with them during the summer for about a week. And I was really nervous. I had never actually had an experience with the special needs population before. So this was something that was really new to me. I went in kind of worried that I wouldn't be able to keep up and I wouldn't be able to handle the sorts of issues or complications or even the assistance that I might need to provide them. I wouldn't be able to do that as effectively as they needed me to. However, it ended up being one of the best and most transformative experiences of my life. I think that it really has helped me grow as a person and has allowed me to explore parts of myself that I didn't really know were there beforehand. It also taught me that I really enjoy working with children, especially those with special needs, but also children in general. Soon after that, I also got received an internship at the Children's Hospital working with kids that have Fragile X syndrome, another special need. This also intrigued my healthcare interests in concert with my interest in the special needs population. So I was able to make a connection there regarding my future career path.
Definitely. So it must be rewarding to work with these people with special needs, right?
Definitely. Yeah. Every single day every single time I see a smile on their face because of something I did or something they achieved that they didn't think was possible. For example, we do a lot of activities in Adams Camp that really challenge the campers to push their limits and get out of their comfort zones. We actually do a zipline course sometimes, and this tends to be a really, really character-building activity for the campers, although it may not sound like it. A lot of these campers struggle a lot with a fear of heights and honestly a fear of change in general. They really like to see a set schedule every single day, and these different activities really stress them out. So seeing a camper that may not have been comfortable with a change of pace beforehand get on the zip line and go all the way down and laughing along the entire way down is really just something else. It's hard to explain, but it's really a transformative experience.
Right. So I know you want to become a physician or a doctor. But maybe this is too early to ask, but do you still see yourself working with children or children with special needs in the future?
So I definitely think it is too early to say right now for sure whether my career will be devoted to that kind of population. But I think regardless of whether it's my central focus or kind of a side focus, I will definitely be working with children with or without special needs sometime in the future as a volunteer or maybe as my main career.
Right. Okay, so I know both of us have volunteered over the last year in a number of things. I know there's Boulder Day of Service that we've done about 3 times now. Why is it important to you to spread awareness on just social issues and other important issues that really requires people to see and like needs to be put on notice? Why is that important for you to spread those?
Well, just like you said, Vishy, the main reason we do these service activities is, first of all, of course, to help people and to support our community as best we can. And second of all, it's a great way to spread awareness of the issues that are at hand in the communities that we live in. For example, I know me and Vishy, the Boulder Day of Service he had previously mentioned, that's how we both got involved actually in serving with Manor Care. That is an organization that takes care of and is an assisted living facility for those that are in hospice care or people with certain memory deficiencies such as Alzheimer's, dementia, those kinds of conditions. And as volunteers for this organization, we're really able to see several sides of the story. For example, there's many, many issues with the way we take care of the elderly in the United States. Me and Vishy were able to experience that firsthand as volunteers for Manor Care. This kind of thing is very, very important for our future change makers and our, honestly, everyone that will be working in these kinds of fields in the future. We really need to spread the awareness of all of these issues so they can be, so change can be made.
I know we've hung out a lot, but I think our best times, our best moments have definitely come when we've helped out others and actually been a part of these volunteer activities, whether it is in Boulder Day of Service or in Manor Care. And I know that we've both enjoyed those moments a lot. So these last three questions are a little bit more personal and more geared towards your experiences while you were serving. So the first one that I'd like to ask is that, I guess for the younger viewers out there who may think that service is not very fun and it could be a little monotonous or boring, if you could do anything to make service entertaining and just enjoyable for some people, what would you do?
I think the main thing, and I kind of mentioned this before, but I think the main thing is finding what you really are passionate about. So I was lucky in that I found something I really enjoyed working with the special needs population really early on in my service journey. I think the fact that there's so much out there. There's so much out there that needs helping. So if you are able to find something you really, really care about, whether it be animals, kids, special needs, anything really, as long as you find what you really, truly care about, there will not be a single boring moment while you are serving.
Do you think it'd make it easier if people go in groups, like you and I volunteer together, just to make it a little bit, make the experience a little bit better and a little bit more fun and enjoyable?
Definitely, yeah. And every single time I've gone volunteering with friends, it's a blast. And it's a blast while we're helping people. So I think that's a great point, Vishy. It definitely makes service a lot more fun if you're doing it with people that are like-minded and care about the same things that you do.
Right. So what is the funniest thing that has happened to you when you were maybe just serving someone else during any sort of volunteer activity or just helping someone on a day-to-day basis in general?
Definitely. So I have a couple of examples, if you don't mind, actually.
Yeah,
so,
go for it.
One of them is we were serving on this one together, actually. This was in Manor Care, and they had this weird activity. Me and Vishy had never really heard of it, but it seemed like a lot of fun. We blew up a ton of balloons, and everyone at the hospice care center kind of formed like a big circle around this big community room they had, and we just kind of passed around 50 to 100 balloons just around the entire room. And it was the strangest and one of the most funniest activities that I've ever done while serving. Another one is that a few days ago, I was working with an individual with autism. And he wanted to go to the park. We went to the park. And we got to the park and I was like, what do you want to do now? Do you want to go on the slides, the swings? You got the whole world in front of you. We can go on a walk even. And he's like, I want to sit. And then we just sat for the next half an hour, and then we left. So these kinds of moments really enhance your service, honestly. And that's what it did to mine. So
I definitely do remember that balloon game that we played in Manor Care. And as much as it was strange for us, the elderly were just so happy and laughing the whole time. It was something else to see.
It was awesome.
And they had a really good time. So I think that was the importance of that activity.
Definitely.
So last question I have is, if you could do a service project with any celebrity or any famous person, someone that you admire, you look up to, who would it be and why?
Honestly, Vishy, I'd just love to keep serving with you, but you're not a celebrity, so.
Wow, thanks, man.
In all seriousness, I think it would probably be the rapper, Tyler, the Creator. He's my favorite rapper, so that'd be pretty cool. And he seems like a pretty fun guy to be around.
Wonderful. Okay, so we've just about come to the end of our interview today, Varun. I would like to leave this last bit for you. Is there anything you would like to say or share about your experience, about anything in general, especially to our youth?
I think the biggest piece of advice I can give is something I've kind of been echoing throughout the entirety of this show. It's that once you really truly find what you're passionate about, it becomes really easy to volunteer and to serve. And it's so, so, so important to serve. There's so many things that this world needs. And honestly, this world needs people like you guys, the listeners that care about this kind of stuff and care enough to make an effort to change the world in a positive way.
Great. So I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank you once again for sharing your incredible journey as well as your incredible experiences with us. I'm sure a lot of people would be inspired and motivated by all the good work you're doing in society. I know I am, and I know I love to volunteer in many different places with you. So once again, I appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been awesome.